streamline our operation and free up resources for our core activities. We've now moved two-thirds of our IT work to India. We have an IP-based VPN, a virtual private network, which simplifies the operation and improves efficiency. But it's not just about savings or gaining a competitive edge. If you look at countries like Brazil, Russia, India, and China, they're obviously very important for outsourcing, but they are also important potential markets in their own right. They're growing very, very fast, and with hundreds of millions of customers, you can't afford to ignore them.
3. I'm working in Bangalore as a customer advisor for a UK company. There are many companies coming over here nowadays, and it's not just because they can achieve lower overheads. There are a lot of advantages for the companies. They have 24/7 productivity, and with the extra staff, they can be much more flexible and responsive, and they can get through a higher volume of work. Personally, there are a lot of benefits for me. It's a dream job, and it has certainly improved my quality of life. In the past, it was really difficult to get a well-paid job here in southern India, especially for a woman. It's not a rich part of the world, but the pay I get now is absolutely fantastic. Call centers are a growth industry in India, and working for a Western company is a high-status job for Indian people. So if you perform well, you stand to make a lot of money, about the same as a junior doctor.
Unit 8. Audio 30. 1. Every day, EU companies are outsourcing business process tasks to emerging economies where labor costs are lower, in areas like call centers, airlines, legal processing, finance, and IT, of course. The UK jobs are going to India, French jobs to North Africa, Spanish jobs are going to Latin America. Germany is outsourcing to Central European countries like Poland and Hungary, and Scandinavia is outsourcing to the Baltic states and India. Of course, outsourcing benefits these countries by injecting money into their economies and driving the development of a modern communications infrastructure. But it also leads to significant job losses in the home countries. I believe that member states of the EU need to do much more to respond to such losses, which can have a big impact on communities. This is not about protectionism, but we need to develop strategies to cope with serious job losses and to create more high-quality jobs in the EU.
2.
I work for a Swiss financial services company. We first started outsourcing some of our back-office work to India a couple of years ago, at a time when we were considering what cost-cutting measures we could take. Labor costs out there were actually 70% lower than in Switzerland. It's been very successful. We've been able to streamline.